Hi there. The word for today is, he's always a step ahead. Here's a great promise from Isaiah 65, verse 24. God says, before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. When Wilda Lehman's husband woke in the wee hours of the morning, gasping for air and clutching his chest, there wasn't time to wait for an ambulance. She got him into the car and he slumped against the door. She writes, and I quote, 15 miles to hospital. We're not going to make it. Please, send help, Lord. A mile down the road, I saw something. Were my eyes playing tricks? It was an ambulance with a paramedic standing beside it. Was he waiting for us? Who could have known to call? I slammed on the brakes and ran screaming for help. They started treatment immediately and rushed Randy to the hospital. The next 3 days were touch and go. I never left his bedside, praying he'd wake up. When he did, he asked, what happened? You had a massive heart attack. Another minute or two, and who knows? And you called the paramedics? Randy asked. No, I replied. They were responding to an accident at that intersection. They even called headquarters to confirm that they were at the right location. Then we came along seconds later, 15 miles on empty roads in the middle of the night. Think about it. Randy's heart attack would have been fatal if the paramedics hadn't been there. I'd say they were in the perfect location. What a testimony. You know, often in a crisis, there's no time to call the pastor or your prayer partner. That's when it's good to know what God promised. Before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. He's on the job 24/7. Psalm 103, verse 4, David says, he redeems your life from destruction. And he does it long before you even know you're in trouble. And that's the word for you today.